You take a thought, you make it your own, you energize it, you engage it, you implement it when you say it. When you make a decision to speak it, you could have a thought, but thoughts don't have authority over spoken words. Spoken words have authority over thoughts.
God has placed a call on each of our lives. Today, Kenneth Copeland reveals how obedience to his plan produces a life filled with satisfaction and completeness in him. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go to the book of Ephesians. In the first chapter, the Apostle Paul says, in verse 16, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now here's his prayer for his partners and for the people in this church. And this is a Holy Ghost ordained prayer. It has become scripture. This means I can pray it over and over and over and believe I receive it. Praise God. Now listen, that the eyes, first of all, that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Have you prayed that and believe you receive it? You need to. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. The word know there literally means intimate relationship with. That you may have intimate relationship with the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance is in the saints. Praise God. Now, right in the very early days, I'm telling you, when I first realized, I knew for a long time I was called to preach, but when I first engaged and accepted that calling, that was one of the scriptures that I stood on and prayed. I said, Jesus, what is the hope of my calling in you? What am I supposed to be? I thought I had sinned away my opportunity to preach the gospel. Well, see, I didn't know I was a new creature. Dear Lord, I was a scriptural illiterate. I know nothing about the Word of God. And I let the devil trick me in that, thinking, well, you know, the way I lived before I got saved, and I was so rebellious to God, and so rebellious and this and da-da-da-da-da, that, you know, my goodness, I could never stand up behind this holy desk and begin to declare, thus saith the Lord, or something like that, or to preach His holy word. Why, I could never do anything like that. But the Lord wouldn't let me alone about it and just kept on after me. I couldn't get rid of it. I couldn't spit it up, and I couldn't swallow it. It just was there. It just never went away. It had been there since I was 9 years old, and I couldn't get rid of it. And when I was 16... I did my best to accept it. The only problem was I wasn't born again. Well, then, and then blah, 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 just a whole lot of problems. So I finally, I said, Lord, you just ain't going to let me wrong with this. I said, how could I stand up there and preach? And I heard it just as plain. I called you. That doesn't mean, hey, Kenneth, come here. No. That's not calling. That's summoning. God said, Keith butler is a preacher. He called him. Now, and the Lord said to me, if you never preached one word through your whole life, lived and died, you will stand judgment as a preacher of the gospel. Because that's what I called you. And he said, there'll be a cutout there that is a preacher, and you're going to have to stand up in front of it and see if it fits. Whoa. You know, and then I found a scripture that just, oh man, wound my clock, that his callings are without repentance. He never repents for calling you. He never changes. He never changes his mind. It's time you change yours. Well, I got in there, but then I thought, well, you know, I stumbled around, flip-flopped around, until I began to pray these kind of prayers, the hope of my calling. What am I supposed to do? Who am I? And I'm expecting an answer. I'm not flopping around out there in the world, you know, like the world goes at that. Why am I here? Who am I? What am I supposed to be? Well, until you get born again, you'll never know. But I know I'm called. Now, the reason I'm praying that is because whatever it is, I'm going to do it. I'm committed. I am committed to be a good steward of that calling and carry it out. So I'm like a soldier, because the scripture says we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. The body of Christ is a military organization. There ain't nothing civilian about it. And the scripture says, does a soldier go to war at his own expense? No. The government of heaven will take care of your expenses. Amen. So I'm moving, see, in this direction. Well, I keep on reading here. What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead? What does his raising Jesus from the dead mean to me? How does that power work towards me who believe? And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. What does that mean to me? Far above, not barely above, far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And has put all things under his feet. Not his head. Put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Now here, I'm going to read a statement to you that you're going to have to apply your faith and you're going to have to engage in order to believe it. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth, or the fullness of him that fulfills all things. Who's got an amplified translation here? May I see that, please? Thank you. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete, who fills everything everywhere with himself. Thank you. Now, I know you will agree with me wholeheartedly that we need him.
Yes, we do.
But I just read where he needs us.
Amen.
We are his fullness. The authority was not put under his head only. It was put under his feet. His feet are not in his head. His feet are in his body. His power is released in his hands. And his hands are in the body. We are the body of
Christ.
Translate the word Christ for me. The anointing. We are the body of his anointing. What happened when the word of God was withdrawn from public consumption? What happened when the word of God was put into monasteries and nobody could get their hands on it? 700 years called the Dark Ages. That wasn't because there wasn't any Christians. There were Christians. There always has been, praise God. There's always been somebody somewhere that was living the life. I'm telling you, but what was the problem? Why was it so dark? Was Jesus, had he quit? They said he did. They said miracles were no more. They said healing was no more. They said God don't heal anymore. That was just this or that was just that. And all that's passed away. They said he quit. No, he didn't quit. His people quit. We are the fullness. He is the filler-upper. Amen. But we're what he fills himself with. Now, say it out loud and say it by faith. Don't say it because I told you to say it. But say it by faith. Today you're going to change your way of thinking. Say it again. All right, now, here it is. Jesus needs me. Say it.
Jesus needs me.
Oh, that was weak.
Jesus needs me.
That's better. Well, now you're going to have to change your way of thinking, see. You said that because I invited you to say it. It wasn't part of your thinking. How do you change your thinking? Brother Winston and I are talking about this very thing today. Isaiah, the 55th chapter. God said, my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So I guess you'll just have to stay stupid, huh? No. No. He said, my word goes forth out of my mouth and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. In other words, if you'll take my word, you can have my thoughts and my ways. Now, your way of thinking has been formed all your life. It's what you think without trying. It's what you think and say without having to think about it. And it's a strange thing to get the idea that Jesus needs me. Everybody spends all their time thinking about I need Jesus. And that's wonderful. Dear Lord, I'm not taking away from that at all. But what about him? Who's the most important here, you or him? Well, to him I am, but to me he is. Amen. How do you change your way of thinking? You can think anything just for a few moments, but what about your way of thinking? Well, how do you think about certain things? Well, whatever your mama told you all them years, that's probably what you think about it, unless the word has changed your way of thinking over a period of time. Now, how do you do that? You have to go to another source of thought. Most people have kind of a bland, blank source of thinking, And it's just passed down, highly developed unbelief. You go to a different source of thought. Now, Jesus gave us the key to it. He said, why take ye thought saying? Why take ye thought saying? You take a thought. You make it your own. You energize it. You engage it. You implement it when you say it. When you make a decision to speak it. You could have a thought, but thoughts don't have authority over spoken words. Spoken words have authority over thoughts. Now, the Lord has instructed me everywhere I go to demonstrate this. I'll demonstrate it to you right now. Will you do what I ask you to do?
Yes.
Begin counting silently to yourself from 1 to 10 now. Out loud, tell me your name. What happened to your counting? See? Your thinking had to stop and see what your mouth had to say. That's the way you're created. Your words have authority. Your thoughts don't until they're spoken. So thoughts will always stop and see what thought is being, what word is being said. Now, well, I just can't change my thing. Well, now, wait a minute. You just did. Huh? Yeah. In the first place, some of you were obedient. Most of you just stood there and looked at me like a calf at a new gate. But the ones that did participate, I'd chew you out for that, but I ain't got time. for being disobedient and slow to act. I said, will you do what I ask you to do? And you said, yes. So I ask you to count. What did you do? You made a decision to obey and you counted. Then I said, tell me your name out loud. You made a decision to speak your name. When you made the decision to speak your name, your system went into operation correctly and the thinking stopped and the words came out. And you haven't counted another number since. Huh? Now, you took the thought and you said it. So you made a decision to act. Then in obedience, you did what was asked of you. And the system worked just exactly like it was designed to work. All right, now then, you go to God's Word about anything. We're talking about Jesus needs me. Now, I gave you all these scriptures. So go back to those scriptures with this. This thought at this moment is higher than my thoughts. This is new to me. Take the thought. You read that scripture and you take that thought and you say it. You read the scripture and you make the decision. That's my thought. I take that thought and I say it. You decide, you think, and you say. You decide, you think, and you say. You decide, and you think, and you say. You read the scripture that says, by his stripes ye were healed. Yeah, but I'm not. Well, now that's your way of thinking. You're going to have to change that or you never will be healed. By his stripes, ye were healed. That's what the scripture says. God said that. He's smarter than you.
Well, I know the Bible says that, Brother Copeland, but you see, I got this.
I had a guy in that prayer line one time did that very thing. I started to lay hands on him and the word of the Lord came to him and said, tell him by his stripes he's healed. So I said that, and I said, are you here? No. I got this. I said, the scripture says, by his stripes ye were healed. Yeah, I know it says that. Well, are you healed? No, I'm telling you, I got... And he kept telling me whatever it was here that was wrong with him. I said, but the scripture says, God Almighty said, by his stripes ye were healed. He said, I know the Bible says that. He got mad at me. I said, then are you healed? No, I tell you. So I had to get about loud as him to get through to him. I said, you are asking me to agree with you that you are not healed. That God Almighty is asking you to agree with the word that you are healed by his stripes. If I agree with you, ain't no way you ever gonna be healed. If you will agree with God and me, you're healed now. My God, he said, put your hands on me. What happened? That was a supernatural change of his way of thinking. Now, when you keep doing that, you decide, you take the thought and say it. You decide, you take the thought and say it. You say, I'm the seed of Abraham, and by the blessing of the Lord, I'm rich. Praise God, I am a rich man. I don't think like a poor man no more. I don't think that way anymore. And you just keep deciding and saying, and it takes a while. Just keep doing it. And every time some thought comes in there, or every time you hear some thought that's strange to that, you take the thought and you say it. And eventually, you will begin to say it without having to think it. And when that happens, it has become your way of thinking. Can you give the Lord praise for that? Now, that's the way it works. That's the way it works all the way through the whole Bible. With that's the way you take God's thoughts and let him change your way of thinking to his way of thinking. And when you do, then you begin to get his kind of results. Because that's the reason he did it for you in the first place. Amen.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life today.
Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life is the answer to life in this earth and in heaven. Hallelujah. You should make it a priority to spend time in the Word every day. Now, this is our offer this week, the Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. It's a great gift. And it's got these. It comes in the gift box. And it's got CDs, DVDs, and a workbook. You can do it by yourself, or you can have a little prayer meeting in your home and teach with it. You can use it in churches. Churches are using it. We just want people to know how good God is and what all he's got for you. Hallelujah. Ken preached a great message today. It came from this year's Southwest Believers Convention. You need to get in the conventions. There's not anything like being there in person. But this is next best. If you want to watch the rest of the message, go to kcm.org and click on media. Now, today I want to talk to you. If you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you don't have a good plan. The first step in God's master plan that we need to act on is to receive His Son as Savior. If you've never done that, you don't know what you're missing. I mean, just think about living life with somebody to help you. If you're tired of the same old thing and you're tired of what you got, make a change. So today I'm going to give you an opportunity. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Come into my life and do something with it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's not just a decision. That's a decision that causes you to be born over again. You're not the same person after you get born again. If you prayed that prayer with me today, we have a free salvation package for you, and we want to send it to you. Here's all these books, absolutely free, and a brochure, How to Study Your Bible. Everything, not everything in the Bible, but it's a good start, and we want to give it to you. So if you got born again, we want to rejoice about it, and we want to send you a free gift today. Now, you've got to get in the Word, and you've got to find out what belongs to you. That's why we give these books away, so that you'll know, and you can go from there and grow. Spend time in the Word every day. Read it as though it's true, because it is true. It is God speaking to you. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. To help you get started learning your Bible, they have put together a special salvation package, which includes 5 books and a study brochure. Request your free package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the fullness of blessing. Take hold of the promises of God and receive the manifestation of the blessing without measure.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever, ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org. or call 800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
And who is it the Bible says loves the Lord? Those who do His Word love Him. If you want to know if you love the Lord, it's do you obey Him? If you obey Him according to the Bible, you love Him. Glory to God. And you know, you got to get these things in your heart so they talk to you.